CISA are the local hero people, and sometimes local hero farmers aren't only selling food, they're doing interesting things with their farm, and one of the most interesting farms in the valley is Mike's Maize. Mike Wisseman from Mike's Maize and Phil Corman from CISA. Every year, that maize, a cornfield maize, turns into something that you can only see from the sky, but some sort of beautiful portrait that you can get lost in. Who is the portrait this year?
It'd be Noah Webster, who everyone's saying, huh? But Webster's Dictionary, back when people used to look up words instead of getting spell check. And it's a word search. So it's Noah's portrait in the middle. And if you have a piece of paper with a lot of letters on it and you're finding them upside down or sideways or diagonally, and that's what they're doing. So you have to visit each square to spell your word once you figured out what you're looking for.
Why did you pick Noah Webster?
The artist is Will Sillin, and he comes up with a design, and you know, artists are very temperamental.
Right.
And so I have to kind of go with whatever he wants to do. Words. Let's go to give a bow to the English speakers out there.
Now, the interesting thing is I would say most people don't know what Noah Webster looks or looked like.
Right.
So this is a particularly interesting choice. If you had to pick one of the mazes that you've done that you thought was your favorite creative maze, made out of corn, a maze.
Every maze, I really liked Einstein, which was 2005. That was a great maze. It had a spiral nebula at the end, and you went down, and there was a black hole that people looked into. It was very creative. And I do want to fully credit Will with being the creative guy. I'm just the guy that grows the corn.
And, right. And you actually sell the corn, and you're an active farm, and, you know.
So obviously, the maze has turned into, it was a joke when we started back in 2000. We just thought, let's take 4 acres and do something. And people showed up, and we said, huh, that's interesting.
If you build it, he will come.
How on earth do you plot out a maze that you can't really see as you're doing? You can only see from the sky. You have to like be in a helicopter or really high up to actually see Noah Webster in Mike's Maize in Sunderland.
I mean, there's two ways you can do maze. And there's corn mazes all over the place.
Right.
You know, they're kind of Pennsylvania, wherever. And they tend to be what we call cookie cutter mazes. And when Will and I first got in, Will being a fine artist, wanted to do fine art in corn. And so ours are a step or two above what everything else you see out there. But the only way you can do that is to do it on the ground.
But how?
Wow.
Like, how is he plotting this out?
Okay, so there's no GPS. Cookie cutter mazes are GPS.
So they just follow the GPS code.
And they plan. They actually have sophisticated planners that plan it that way. Dang. So I'll plan it as like you're doing a wood block. You know, you do wood block carvings, and you take the chisel and you're cutting it out. So I'm planning a wood block, which is a solid field of corn. And then Will go in, and when it just starts to come out of the ground, he'll mark it all out on the ground. And then we start cutting it out, which involves, we've used all kinds of heroic techniques. But corn is pretty tough. It's a large seed.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't want to give up easily. When I plant it, it's planted in 3-foot rows. Then you're doing them in two directions. So you've really made 3-foot boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So it's graph paper on the ground. You know, you've got to understand where the rows are. But you can see as it germinates, you understand where the rows are. And then you segment off a portion of the field that he's taking and laying out and putting flags on it. And he'll trace out that particular segment. And then you go on to the next segment. As long as your rows continue to match up, you're on.
And he can see it because it's still in the germination stage, so he can stand above it to kind of get a visual.
And
he's got to.
But once you kind of get the train of thought, you can do this.
Mike from Mike's Maize in Sunderland, which is a corn maze this year in honor of Noah Webster, with all sorts of word games woven in. Open on the weekends, right?
Weekends only.
Weekends only for the maze. Farming for the rest of the week.
Groups by appointment, Wednesday through Friday.
Huh? Oh, this may seem like a ridiculous question, but crop circles are these things that people see. Is it an alien that's doing it? What do you think about crop circles? Is somebody who knows how to orchestrate corn to make it look a certain way?
Well, Will would be the guy to ask about that, because he's always wanted to do a crop circle.
Yeah,
and
he
understands how they do them.
And you don't think it's aliens?
They just go flat, but no. I hate to break anybody's bubble. It's nice to believe in extraterrestrial, you know, if you want to go that way. But I just think it's somebody out there sneaking around at night having a lot of fun.
Because it would be awesome to do a corn maze of an alien surrounded by crop circles to show everybody how it's done.
Yeah, Will's kind of thought about it, and he's read a lot of books, and he's figured out that this can be done. So it may show up on my farm at some point.
Mike's Maize in Sunderland, Mike Wisseman, who is a farmer most of the time and a patron of the arts with his farm.
A patron, that's a better way to put it.
The rest of the time was claim to fame, I think, maybe. At least you got the maize named after you. And Phil Corman from CISA. And if you go to Mike's Maize this Saturday, half of all ticket sales going directly to support CISA, the local hero folks. Buylocalfood.org.